This episode of Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. So let's get started because I have some news for everyone. Now, you know, I talk about how good God is, and I talk about how God delivers in his time, not in Todd's time, not in your time. So I was made aware several weeks ago that Katie Colvin with the Georgia Department of Revenue, and I want to make sure I give her all the credit, make sure no one forgets who she is. Katie Colvin Vansel, Katie Vansel Colvin, Kathleen Colvin, who started this whole fraudulent investigation into our family with the Georgia Department of Revenue at the direction of Josh Waits, Stacy Guest, Scott Graham, Brian Crisp, Jim Beveridge, Jeff Mitchell, Scott Santilli, Amy Doherty Hines, all of the ass clowns that started a fraudulent investigation with us. Let me give you the rundown. Josh Waits fired. Jeff Mitchell gone. He was allowed to resign, folks, because he knew what was coming for him. So he went ahead and tried to do a preemptive strike and resigned before he could be fired because he knew of the fraud that had been committed and the felonies that he participated in this fraudulent investigation of us, which involved the FinCEN. So Jeff Mitchell is gone. Josh Waits is gone. There are roughly, I think the numbers over 40 people that have now left the Georgia Department of Revenue, but Kathleen Colvin has left the building. Once again, she was allowed to resign versus being terminated. So it would not show up on anything when she goes out here to try to get another government job, which is absolutely asinine to me. That these people in the state of Georgia with the Georgia Department of Revenue and the governor, Brian Kemp, allows these people to resign so they can go to other government agencies and continue to do the same corrupt shit that they've done at the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, what I want everyone to understand is that people like Stacy Guest, Jim Beveridge, Jeff Mitchell, Josh Waits, Amy Doherty Hines, all these people came from Clayton County with the sheriff's department there. Now, there cannot be a more corrupt group of people than these people. Now, the fun part's going to begin when they all have to sit down for these depositions. That Alex Sponseller, the AG's office, who represents the Georgia Department of Revenue, continues to drag his feet on trying to set these dates. So now we're going back in front of the judge. We're going to haul Alex's ass back in front of the judge because he's done so well in front of this judge before. And we're going to let the judge tell him he is going to set these depositions. The problem is that Alex continues to perpetuate the fraud by covering up for the dishonest acts that go on within his client's organization, the Georgia Department of Revenue. Kathleen Colvin is now no longer employed with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, folks, if you've not been following this, keep in mind that Kathleen Colvin has been recorded since before the seizure, since before they started trying to use us for publicity. And that's basically what she tells on one of the recordings, that it was all about the publicity. Josh wanted a big fish, be able to have the publicity to end up on camera on the news with WSB TV. Now, this woman, she's resigned, but she was either going to resign or be fired. One of the two. She chose the path of least resistance because she has committed felonies. She has committed misdemeanors. She has lied in statements to the government. She, you name it, she's done. So she's no longer employed there. Now, Stacy Guest, I know that you're listening to the podcast. When you leave the building, when Jim Beveridge leaves the building, when Brian Crisp leaves the building, when Scott Graham leaves the building, and when Santilli leaves the building, then we can say that we've done the very best we can do to clean up the corruption that lies within the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, folks, keep in mind, the commissioner resigned. Now, he's using the excuse that he resigned because he's going to run for Congress. Now, I have made it very clear on this podcast that anyone that is his opponent that is running against him, our family will make a donation to the legal limit that we're allowed to donate. We will come out. We will speak on those people's behalf. We will show up at these rallies. We will show up at these events to, if these people are doing the right thing and what their agenda is matches with what our family's agenda is, we will back you against the former commissioner of the Georgia Department of Revenue, David Curry. Kathleen Colvin, on one of the recordings, said when after she had lied to, you know, to the feds, after she had lied to everyone, she says on one of these recordings, he thinks he's going to intimidate me, but I'm ready. Bring it. Put me on the stand. I'm ready. Well, folks, she went on the stand and she wasn't ready, because what she didn't know when she made that statement was that when she was saying it, she is being recorded when she said that. Now, folks, we've got so many recordings beyond what we've already turned over that is going to blow this whole situation wide open. From the falsification of documents, from lying about where they obtained documents, et cetera, et cetera. So we have so much stuff that's going to come out when we, you know, when we have the next hearing or whatever is going to happen next, this stuff's going to come out. We're going to show how all of this was a conspiracy. We've already shown. I mean, let's listen. At the end of the day, it's been determined that the Georgia Department of Revenue, and folks, go to the case, pull the transcripts, read it. It's been proven that the Georgia Department of Revenue violated our Fourth Amendment rights against illegal search and seizure of a warehouse that we had in the state of Georgia. This woman, the things that she has told that still has not come out, but will come out, is going to blow your mind. The things that this woman participated in, the things that other people did that she had knowledge of, it's truly horrific. Now, as I said, God continues to bring us, if he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. So on Saturday, I receive a message via social media that, Mr. Chrisley, you need to be aware of more detail into what you discussed regarding the slush fund that Josh Waits and his cohort, Michael Lambros, who's an attorney in the state of Georgia, created through the Georgia Department of Revenue. You also need to be aware that there is evidence that I can give you of Josh Waits saying, come on, guys, let's go get these Indians fucking money. Now, what that means, folks, is that they targeted people from, you know, people that had moved here from India that were of Indian descent, that had these businesses that came to the land of opportunity, that worked hard to create, you know, these convenience stores to go out here and buy them, build them. And they went in, shut these people down, sold the businesses off, and scared these people to death and said, okay, if you're convicted of a felony, you will be deported. If you will forfeit everything that we have seized, we'll give you a slap on the wrist and you can go your way. We now have a witness and Josh Waits' own voice saying, let's go get these Indians fucking money. Now, that's what's going on in the state of Georgia, folks. And we're turning a blind eye to it. WSB-TV has not ran one story on this other than when Josh Waits was terminated. we don't care because we have a much bigger play on this that's coming out in the press. We don't need WSB TV. But it should show you how corrupt the state is when they can control the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, when they can control WSB TV. There were two reporters that came to our attorney's offices, one with WSB TV, one with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. They got all this information, and they have sat on it. They have intentionally sat on it so that the world doesn't know how corrupt, as if the world doesn't already know how corrupt Georgia is. But they have sat on this information so that they can try to downplay and try to get people out of the Georgia Department of Revenue so that they can restaff, so that the governor can say, I've cleaned house. I've appointed a new commissioner. I have, and we're cleaning house from the top all the way to the bottom. You're not cleaning house if Stacey Guest is still there. This is a woman who has lied in federal interviews. This is a woman who has lied on the stand. This is a woman who has been involved as a member of the Georgia Bar in criminal activity and knew that it was going on and participated. Because you don't get to say that you didn't participate when you're getting daily and weekly updates on the criminal activities that are going on.
Many of you are just starting out, buying a home, having babies, and building wealth. Be sure to add securing your family's future to your to-do list by establishing a will or trust at trustandwill.com. At trustandwill.com, setting up an estate plan is simple, convenient, and secure. For as little as $39, you can nominate guardians for your children, determine who gets your stuff, and plan for future medical care, all from the comfort of your home. Hiring a traditional estate attorney can cost thousands, and using a one-size-fits-all template is not nearly specialized enough. Trust and will documents are designed by estate planning experts and customized for the state you live in. And with live customer support 7 days a week, trustandwill.com's team is available to answer any questions you have while setting up your plan. Trust and Will has a quiz that is super easy to take. You go in there, you put in your information, and they put together the right plan for you. Trust and Will is the most trusted name in online estate planning, the category leader on Trustpilot, and they've helped hundreds of thousands of people protect their families, assets, and legacy. Gain peace of mind at trustandwill.com/cc and get 10% off plus free shipping of your customized legal documents. Don't wait. Go right now. This is really important. Get 10% off plus free shipping at trustandwill.com/cc. That's trustandwill.com/cc.
Now, folks, we have information that ties Josh Waitz and Stacey Guest and Jim Beveridge and Scott Graham and Brian Crisp. All of that's tied together. We know about the 20-year inappropriate relationship that has been going on between a married man and this individual at the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, you know who I'm talking about. If you're listening, you know who I'm talking about. You know which collar I'm pulling. And if you want to sue me for slander, you're an attorney. Sue me. Truth is my defense. So unless you can prove I'm lying, what I say is going to stand. There is so much corruption that has gone on within this department. And it all started when Stacey Guest was there at the Georgia Department of Revenue and started infiltrating, because Stacey Guest came from Clayton County, started infiltrating the entire Georgia Department of Revenue with all these ass clowns that she worked with and was corrupt with in Clayton County. At the end of the day, she's not going to sue because that means we're going to depose her anyway because of our lawsuit that we have filed against the Georgia Department of Revenue and Josh Waits. But if you want to sue, by all means do, because we're going to have it videoed. So at the end of the day, now here's the other part of it. Josh Waits' attorney has said that I have threatened or that I'm intimidating people within the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, folks, I'm intimidating people in the Georgia Department of Revenue who has tried to put us in prison, who has slandered us throughout the entire United States, saying that we owe income or taxes. What is it? Georgia state taxes. Keep in mind, these people owed us refunds. And the only year that we owed anything for, which we didn't owe, was 2009, when they claimed that they were not going to accept deductions that the IRS had accepted and agreed were valid. So at the end of the day, these people, the things that they have done, and for Josh Waits' attorney to say that I'm intimidating people. Well, here's the problem with that, because she says that I said that we're going to video these depositions. Yes, ma'am, we are. We're going to video your client being deposed. And yes, ma'am, at the end of the day, this information that comes out of these depositions can and will be made public for the betterment of the community to which you, my friend, are representing a known individual who has committed felonies and who has lied in multiple statements and who was fired, not resigned, who was fired from the Georgia Department of Revenue. Josh Waits was fired. So I look forward, you know, she wants to give all these demands and this, that, and the other, and yet she has not turned over anything that we have asked her for, which now is going in front of the judge again. So that this judge, who has been amazing thus far and recognizing that this whole thing is a bunch of BS and that people are lying and covering their asses. I have been threatened with this podcast. I have been threatened that if I talk about it, they're going to try to shut me down for talking about it on the podcast. It is a First Amendment right for me to speak about the truth of what has happened to my family and to others in the state of Georgia. Now, folks, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is very simple. Do the right thing. If you're doing the right thing, you ain't got to worry about being caught doing nothing wrong. So I wanted to make sure that I put it out there today that Kathleen Colvin is no longer employed with the Georgia Department of Revenue. And I will make sure that any person that is out here that has left the Georgia Department of Revenue that applies for another state position, I have people that are watching where these people land. And I will make sure that that individual within the hiring process of that organization is made aware of everything that I have placed in the public domain. So with that being said, I have now updated you on everything that has to do with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Julie, how is your day starting off?
My day started off as typical as most Wednesdays. So, you know,
that's not true. You've had great Wednesdays up until this morning until you didn't know how to use the juicer.
I knew it wasn't a juicer.
Or whatever it's called.
I was making a smoothie that you asked me to make that I gladly and am glad that you asked me to do, that I can do something to help you. But my one smoothie turned into four smoothies.
Right. Because you have children.
Yeah. Children, friends, everybody wants a smoothie. So that's fine. So my smoothie was at the end. And of course, I had too much in the thing. And it
all because you wanted yours to be colder than anyone else.
And it still didn't happen. I don't know how to get a cold smoothie.
Well, my smoothie was delicious, folks. I'm drinking these smoothies now. I drank one juice that is cucumber. What's the ingredients? Ginger.
Yeah. Water, cucumber, ginger.
Pineapple. And lemon.
And lemon.
And cayenne pepper.
Yes.
Because that helps to speed up your metabolism.
Yes.
So I drink that, and then I'm only doing that one time a day now. And now I'm doing in the mornings.
Kale. Dates. Banana. And almond milk.
And apple.
Half an apple.
Mm-hmm. And that is supposed to be something that helps you, again, speed up the metabolism to help you feel full, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I've never had a problem with my weight from the time that I was in high school until literally, I guess it was after COVID. And then I did put on another 10 pounds after COVID. And that 10 pounds has been like, holy shit, I now understand what Julie feels like, you know, when she's like, I need to lose this amount of weight. Well, at least she has an excuse because she's on medication that causes her to gain weight. But I don't really have an excuse. I mean, what is my excuse?
Honey, I think it's just age, but we're going to do this smoothie, folks, until he sees something else on Instagram, and then we'll probably change. So I try to always keep the ingredients on hand. So we went from the pineapple and the ginger to now we've got the dates and the kale. So I'm sure that there will be something else that he sees on Instagram later today and he'll change it up. But you know what? That's what I'm here for.
Well, I mean, and I do appreciate that. I appreciate you doing that. And I appreciate you not listening to me this morning when I told you that when you go to put that lid on there, that's not going to work. But folks, my children, the hard-headedness that my children exhibit come from their mother, mm-hmm. which comes from their grandfather, Harvey, Julie's father. You cannot tell Harvey anything because he knows everything. You can't tell Julie anything because she knows everything. You can't tell these kids anything because they know everything.
And now, that has never been you, ever.
No, because normally I do know everything. I would have never put the lid on a juice box, on a thing like that, knowing that I'm pressing the content out of the thing. Okay. Now, folks, she's standing there right beside the sink. And one of the housekeepers has just cleaned out the sink. So she decides, because the housekeeper has cleaned out the sink, I'll just press this down and let it spill all over the counter.
And I cleaned it up. So that's
missing the point.
Okay. Well, listen, I love you. And I have made a conscious decision that we're not going to argue on Wednesdays.
We have to resolve the issue of the counter.
Okay. I had too many ingredients in my cup before I turned it, put the lid on, turned it upside down, and put it on top of the blender. So I have learned that I need to add less ingredients, less ice. Yes, I was trying to put more ice in mine to make it colder, but it really didn't work. So that's beside the fact.
Okay, but did I say, Julie, put that in the sink and put that lid
on? Yes, honey, you were right, and I was
right.
And
what did you say?
I said, I've got it. But
did you have
it? Okay, I did not.
Okay, that's all we need. You know what? We can move on now. Okay. You have now acknowledged to the world that you were wrong and I was right.
And that's all you needed. Okay. Has this ever happened to you? You need to see a doctor. You search and find one that looks good. You wait on hold to book an appointment. You rearrange your schedule. And when you finally go in to find out, this doctor doesn't even take your insurance. But there's a solution. Just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. Whether you need a primary care physician, dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialists, ZocDoc has you covered. Go to ZocDoc.com/CC and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's now my go-to whenever I need to see a doctor. I have used ZocDoc several different times. With kids, there's always something that comes up and you need to get in. You need to see a doctor right away, and I just don't have the time to wait. That's why ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now's the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/CC and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/CC. So let's hear some callers this week. First caller.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Adriana from Kentucky. I have so many questions that I want to ask you all, but one that is very needed in my life. Well, not needed. I just really want to know your all's opinion on age gap couples. So my fiance is 30 years older than me. I'm 24. He is 54. My whole life, everyone's told me that I have like an old soul, and he is not a typical 54-year-old man. Oh my goodness. He wants to be doing things all the time. He is younger than I am, and we joke about it all the time. I'm trying to go to bed at 7:30. He's wanting to stay up and watch a movie. I'm like, no way. I'm tired. But my family is so happy for me. They see how much he has brought into my life, loving me and my two children. What is your opinion on age gap couples? Would it be different if I was a young male and he was an old female? Would you feel differently that way? What is your opinion on that? Just let me know. All right, bye.
Adriana, let me see. Okay, I'm going to give you my opinion, and then Todd, you can give your opinion.
Go ahead.
I personally think that 30 years is too much. I think that is too much of an age gap because you are 24 years old. Now, you said you had two children, so it appears as though you've already led a lot of life in your 24 years, and you may be an old soul, but at the end of the day, you are still 24 years old.
She might be an old soul, but she ain't an old body.
Exactly. And he is 54. And his body, now I don't want to be disrespectful,
yeah,
but
you know I keep mine right.
He is 54. I just feel like that is a lot. I have always thought that, you know, a 10-year, I'll even go 15-year. But I think that has to be the max. And I think every situation is different. But a 30-year age difference is just so much. I mean, he has to be as old as your dad, which I just think is weird. I think it's weird.
You know what I say? If I can make you, I can't date you.
Well, you're not dating anyone, period.
No,
so let's clear that up.
What I'm saying is, you know, it's always been my concept.
Yes.
That if I can make you, I can't date you. I've always said when it comes to women, if I can birth you, you can't be in my bed.
It just, I cannot, and I think it's the same the other way around. I mean, I cannot imagine if God forbid I was out here single, I definitely would never even think about a younger man. Like, who wants to babysit?
Well.
And who wants to help raise somebody?
But she is babysitting, because what you need to understand, hon, is that you're 24. So when you're 54, he's 84, if he's still alive. And now you have gone to wiping his ass. So, you know, it might be all, you know, all good and great right now, because he can pick up the check. He can help you financially, I'm assuming. But what you need to understand is that he's never going to love your children like they were his own children. Now, it's easy to go out here and say, oh, yeah, it doesn't bother me that she's got kids, blah, blah, blah. But is he going to love your children the way you love them?
But I don't necessarily know that that's age. I don't necessarily know that has anything to do with age.
Honey, I can tell you, because you can't, because you're not a man and you're not 53 years old. So I can tell you right now, if something happened to you, I am not getting tied up with somebody who's got kids. Because I got my own. I got my own crazy to deal with. And at 53 years old, is my patience as good today as it was when I was 21?
No. And I think, you didn't mention if he had children or not, because I think that throws a whole nother wrench into things, because his children would have to be
your age or older.
Right. Her age or older. So, or they would have to be, but more than likely. So, you know, again, I'm glad that you're happy. I'm glad that your family's happy.
But is the family happy because this man can provide a stable environment? He can support her, their daughter, and the grandchildren financially and take that burden off of
this young woman, or maybe her family if they're having the help? Is that the reason that they feel that this is a good thing?
Yeah.
It's great that, you know, you guys get along, that you know, he's got all this energy. Honey, let me tell you something. That is going to wind down.
Exactly. You got a lot more years of energy than he does.
Amen.
And
you just don't want to be 30 years old and in bed with a man where it's like packing bubble gum.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We're not going down that hole, but we will.
Neither is he at 84.
Okay. Shut up. You were awful. But listen, this is just our 2 cents worth.
No, I'm going to give you my 10 cents.
Gave you 10.
If this was my daughter and she came to me and said, oh my God, daddy, I have met this guy and I love him so much. He is so fine, blah, 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 blah. And he's just a year older than you. I would ask Savannah, has she lost her damn mind? Now, my daddy was 10 years older than my mother. Now, folks, let me tell you, my daddy died in 2012. My mother is soon to be 77, and she's been by herself since July the 2012. And there's not one day that goes by that she does not miss him, that she doesn't cry about him, that she doesn't talk about him. Not one day goes by that my mother does not mention my daddy to me. So when you start looking at 30 years, you're 24. What happens if you get pregnant and you have a baby with this guy and the guy doesn't even live long enough to get your kid through school? I mean, how fair is that to the child? So, I mean, I just think you should think about it. I think that, you know, listen, it's great that he's picking up the dinner tab. It's great that he can take you on a vacation. It's great that he can do everything for you that a 24-year-old guy is not and cannot do right now. But what I can tell you, and my suggestion for you, is for you to become very self-sufficient, for you to have confidence within yourself. And that way you won't be looking for that in a man. And I think that you look at your life right now. And again, I don't know anything other than what you've said on this call, but I feel like in my spirit that you feel like it shouldn't be this hard at 24 years old. I shouldn't have had to have struggled this much at 24 years old. And now you've got this guy who can make the struggle go away. And, you know,
I think, you know, there's everything. There's a cost. There's a cost
always,
for everything. And there's
always,
and there's
a trade-off.
There's a trade-off. So listen, we wish you nothing but happiness. And
I want you to find you a man that's no more than 34 years old. You call me back when you find him, send me a picture and I'll tell you if I approve.
Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. And that's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, AirMedCare Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an AirMedCare Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley.
Next caller.
Hi guys. My name is Maria. I'm 26, about to be 27 in May, and ended up finding a lump under my armpit. So went in, got tested. They told me that I was too young to get a mammogram done. And I am just so dumbfounded that that is something that they totally nix on doing because of an age. And cancer does not discriminate at any age. So I'm just absolutely furious. I'm waiting on my blood work and my ultrasound to come back and go from there. Breast cancer runs in the family very strong. My aunt actually passed away a couple years from breast cancer. So I'm just very irritated, and I know that you guys would totally understand. So just wanted to call and let you know what I'm dealing with. Love you guys. Bye.
What I would tell you is that you have to stay on top of this. You cannot give up. You have to be the one that's constantly in the ear. I need a mammogram. I need a mammogram. I need a mammogram. You have to demand this. At this point, I don't care if your insurance is going to pay or not. If your ultrasound and your blood work does not come back, you know, in a good way, I don't care. You need to have a mammogram. You need to get that baseline mammogram, especially since you found this lump under your armpit, because that is where your lymph nodes are. So it is absolutely baffling to me. It happened to me. So I understand. When I called and said, I need to have a mammogram, my doctor said to me, you are 39, Julie. Your insurance is probably not going to pay, because I didn't even find a lump. The lump was found, the mass was found during my mammogram. So I would say to you, don't give up on it. I know there are some organizations out there that will help women who, you know, either don't have insurance or insurance won't cover mammograms. Do your research, but you are right to stay on top of it, because especially at your age, it is so often, you know, right now, Savannah, a friend of hers, posted on social media about another friend who was, I believe, 30 or 31 years old, who is in the throes of breast cancer right now with chemotherapy. So absolutely, it does not discriminate. And just because the insurance companies have put this age of 40, we won't cover a mammogram till we're 40, does not mean women every day are not getting breast cancer before the age of 40. So you have to stay on top of it. And please, please, please give us an update after you get all your results back and let us know.
And, you know, to go back to that, if you'll remember when I insisted that you have a mammogram and the doctor told you insurance will not cover it, you're 39 years old, what did I say?
I don't care. We're going to do that.
And we will self-pay.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that so many women in this country doesn't have that ability to do that. But you must be your own personal medical advocate.
Yeah.
You cannot accept what someone is telling you there when they're denying you coverage, or when they're denying you the option of getting a treatment done. You know what? Go ahead and get your treatment done and make payments on it. Do whatever you have to do, but you don't have to take the word of some clerk sitting there at the front counter saying your insurance didn't approve it. Then your response needs to be, okay, then you need to put me in touch with your medical billing, whoever handles this, because I'm getting a mammogram. And with all due respect, you're paid to answer phones and to process insurance claims. You're not a medical doctor. You should make sure you're being the medical advocate for yourself that you would want anyone else to be for you, even twice that. So, you know, good luck and God bless. And please call us back. Let us know how it goes.
Next caller.
Hello, Todd and Julie. This is Diane in Terre Haute, Indiana. I just want to say that we love your show here in my house. You know, this year has been tough on everyone. And my mother-in-law actually comes over. I let her know when you're going to be on, or even reruns, so we can laugh. So we all need that this year. Plus, I want to say great how you all keep the faith through these hard times. And also, I love to hear the stories about how you track your kids, because I do the same thing. I've only got one, but if you don't answer your phone, he knows that's what really riles me up, that I will track you down. So I love to hear that. I love to hear stories about your kids. I also want to see if you still have all the dogs in the family. I saw Lilo on the last episode, but I want to see if Chase, I know Chase still has his dog, but just Savannah and Grace and still have their dogs. And I love your mother also, but I want you to know we love your show. Keep the faith and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. As for the dogs, we have Lilo because our home is much larger and can accommodate her. And, you know, Chase is here in the house every day with her because we film every day. My mother still has Miley, and my mother still has Miley, and that's the only dogs that we have in our family.
Yeah.
I mean, Savannah had Dior that turned into an antelope and she could not keep in her condo. So she ended up giving Dior to someone who takes care of her and she does great.
Who has the land.
And who has the land for her to run freely on. But other than that, we do not have any other animals. And after Lilo, we will not be having any more because Julie and I have made the conscious decision that we are not going to be taking care of something for the rest of our lives. We're not willing to make that commitment to another animal.
Yes.
Now, we love Lilo, and she's the only dog really that I can say that I've truly ever loved. But we're not going to take on the commitment of any more.
No, no. But we thank you so much for listening and watching. And also for, you know, bringing your mother-in-law over and giving her that outlet. I know it's been so tough on so many people for this past year and a half, but all we can do is just hope for better days ahead. So thank you so much. God bless. And next caller, please.
Hi, Chrisley family. This is Nate from LaSalle, Illinois. I wanted to call in for a while, and every time I would come up with a question, somebody had already beat me to it. The reason I'm calling today is not with a question. Recently, my dog passed away, a Pomeranian I'd had for 14 years. His name was Potter. And that day was very heartbreaking to me. The only thing I could think to do was I sat down and I turned on your show. And I sat there all day. I watched from the first episode, probably to like the fourth season. And I just wanted to let you guys know that your show is what got me through that day. All I could do was sit there and cry, and your show was the only thing that brought a smile to my face that day. So I just wanted to thank you and thank your family. And that's all. So I hope you all have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much for your call. And we are sorry for the passing of your little Pomeranian. You know, I think anytime that you bring an animal into your life, into your home, and we love them, you know, it is a loss. It is like the loss of a family member. So we will be thinking about you, but we are so grateful that you were able to watch Chrisley Knows Best, and that it just kind of brought a little bit of, you know, a little smile to your face. So best of luck to you. And thanks again for watching. Your superstar employee just left your company to start their own. You're happy for them, but right now, really? You need help. You need Indeed. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope for your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. Indeed Instant Match helps you make a short list of great candidates fast. The moment you sponsor a job, you get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Then you can invite them to apply right then. Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Plus, Indeed makes finding quality candidates even faster with 100 and 35 assessments to help make sure you find applicants with the right skills. Best of all, you only pay for the applicants who meet your must-have qualifications. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. This is Raina from Texas. We absolutely love your show, me and my daughter. Watch it every week when it comes on. I listen to all of your podcasts. I have a question for Todd. From watching your past seasons, I can see that you've been protective over your children, and you monitor all of their cell phones and their vehicles, where their vehicles are at, and their computers. And I have a child that is almost to teenage years, and although she is a very sweet, very kind child, and right now she comes to me and tells me if something comes up on her phone or she sees something she shouldn't see, right now she comes to me and tells me. And I would love to believe that is the way that it would always say, but I'm also not naive, and I know how teenagers are. So I'm just curious to know, when all of your kids are at that age where you need to monitor cell phones and computers and tablets and vehicles, you know, to see, you know, the GPS, to see where their cars are at, in particular their phones and their computers, what apps or what did you use to be able to track them so well? So if you can, just a little insight on how you monitor your kids' browsing and phone history. Thanks. Love y'all. Bye.
Well, first, I'm glad that you have a daughter that is sweet and kind and trustworthy. It'll change. She may always be sweet and kind to everyone other than you at times. But it's not that we raise bad children, but we are raising children in a bad world where bad things happen. I have always monitored the cell phones. I've always monitored computers. You know, I had an IT person to place, you know, this, whatever the product was, you know, on our computers at home and on our servers. And, you know, I mean, if my kid sent a text message, I mean, it would come to my phone.
But also, if you don't have that capability, we just, even with Grayson today, we will just unexpectedly just say, Grayson, hand me your phone. And, you know, look at text messages, look at Snapchat, look at, you know, Instagram, whatever is out there, whatever is on his phone, we look at it and see what he's doing, see where he's going, see what he's, you know. As for the car, I know there are several different devices that you can get and put on the car that will track so that you have. Also, an easy one is just follow my friends. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
And it's just, if you have the iPhone and they have the iPhone, you connect that way, and that way you see their location. So that, I hope that helps you, but good luck. Listen, those teenage years can be difficult, but trust me, it gets better. So next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. First off, I just want to start out by saying how much I love your show. My favorite episode so far has been when Todd plans his own funeral. I literally cracked up laughing and kind of want to do that. I really don't have any questions for you guys, but I would like to let you guys know how much God has spoke to me through you and your podcast. My granny passed away about 3 years ago. She had dementia. And I had been battling about not bringing her to live with me. And I had just had a baby, and I remember, like, my Paul and people telling me, like, she could hurt the baby, like, she's not all there, she wouldn't mean to, but it could happen. So, like, we think we'd best we put her in a home. And I've always blamed myself for that. I've always just felt horrible for doing that to my granny. And then you guys did your podcast explaining exactly, like, a lady called on there, and she felt like you guys meant that she was a bad person for the whole dementia thing. But you guys explained, like, no, like, some family members have to do that. And I really felt like my granny had me listen to that podcast and spoke to me through you guys telling me that it's okay. Like, she understands, because everything you guys said was everything that I had been feeling and was sad about. But after hearing that podcast, I feel a little more at peace about that. I just want to thank you guys so much for just continuing to be a blessing, even through all of the hurt that you guys have been put through. And you guys just still continue to grow as Christians. I have not seen you guys become bitter or angry at God, but I've actually seen Todd, you, and Julie both just become better Christians out of every bad situation that has been thrown your way. And I truly look up to you guys, and I'm just so thankful to have found you guys, watching you on Chris Lino's Best, and I love your podcast, and I really, really hope to be put on so I can just hear you guys say hi. Again, my name is Faith Winter, and I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Faith, and hello. First, I'm sorry about your grandmother, but I can tell you that, you know, I look at my mother every day. She's soon to be 77, and I thank God every day for her and that he's allowed me to continue to have her this, you know, for this many years, because I've been with my mother every day of my life. And there's not a time that I have not talked to my mom 10 times a day on the phone. Now, you know, since my dad passed away, my mother got involved in the show, and you already know how well that's been received throughout the country and throughout the world. I mean, you know, people love Nanny Faye, and I get it. And I'm so grateful that I've been able to share the blessing that God gave me with her as my mother with all of you guys. As far as, you know, you seeing that, you know, you feel like that you and I have become better Christians and, you know, through the growth and what have you, and that we're not bitter, I need to make sure that you're understanding of something. There is bitterness in my heart towards the things that have been done to us by the Georgia Department of Revenue, by family members, you know, period. There is a lot of bitterness in my heart, but I pray to God every day for him to take that away from me and allow me to move forward. And, you know, and I want to make sure that everyone understands that as a Christian, it doesn't mean that our life is going to be easier, that it's going to be better than everyone else's who's not a Christian. It just means that when it's not great, we have our Lord and Savior to look to kind of pull us through. So if we're having a bad day, I always just look up and say, God, I need help right now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke Satan, and I got to move forward. So, you know, I'm glad that you feel like that we're giving you a positive example of, you know, of faith. And I want to do that, but I also don't want to sugarcoat things and allow people to think that we don't stumble or we don't fall or that we don't make mistakes and that I don't and that I handle every situation correctly, because I don't. There are still times that I lose it and I go off on people, you know, because of things like that they do that are stupid. And, you know, because of the hurt, you know, that I hold within. But what I do know is that my Lord and Savior is there with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He is the true epitome of someone that is never going to forsake you. You can have a bad hair day with him. You can not look your best with him. You can make the worst mistake in the world. He's still going to say, I love you, my child. And once you have that and you know that and you believe that and you've accepted that in your heart, I think that does change your walk, Julie.
Absolutely. And I do think it's important because so many people say, oh my gosh, you have this perfect family, this perfect marriage, this perfect life. No, we are blessed beyond measure, but we still have problems. We still have issues. We still screw up daily. I know I do. So I think it's just knowing that we have the grace. And I think that's the key word, is just knowing that we have the grace. So I think it's a learning. I think for us, it is a learning process every single day that we're afforded another day. Hyundai questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. This SUV has been completely redesigned inside and out to create the best Tucson ever. From the digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key, how great is that? I am one that's always losing a car key. To the LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. To the 10.25-inch full-touch infotainment screen. The Hyundai is completely redesigned and ready for you today. So learn more at Hyundai.com. That's Hyundai.com.
Are you looking for excitement in your life? Are you looking to make a change? Do you want to move to a new city? Do you want to find new friends? Do you want to be the best version of yourself? I'm Lexi, and this is my Diary of a Gen Z podcast. I spend half my life on the ground, the other half in the clouds. This coming-of-age podcast will answer your real-life questions, but explore your daydreams too. Check out at Lexi every week on Podcast One.
And I think we have time for one more caller.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. This is Audrey from Florida. Just re-listening to your podcast, and I love the advice that you gave Sarah from Kentucky. So I figured, why can't you help me? I am 26. I've been married 10 years. Yes, you can do the math. I don't have any babies, but I got a good man who is a great provider. He's a great dog dad. We got three German Shepherds, and they love him, vice versa. He didn't grow up with a father figure. So now I'm ready to have babies. I'm ready. My body's ready. We're in this place where we got jobs. We went to school. We bought a house. And we're having these conversations. And I knew when I was 16, he didn't want babies. Well, guess what? Me neither. But 10 years later, I'm ready. And he said, give him some time. Last year, I said, hey, it's okay if you don't want them, but I do. So if I'm not pregnant by the end of next year, I'm out. I can cut ties. And he said, just give me time. So it's now January 1st, 2022. I will be off birth control. And it's now I'm trying to be as transparent as possible. Hey, I'm on prenatals. Hey, I'm talking to my gynecologist. Hey, I'm doing A, B, C, D. I'm talking about it, and he kind of gets really upset about it. So my advice is, what do I do if a man don't want babies, but I know he can be a great daddy? I know he can. I know he will be. I just need him to take that chance. And I know that he's not, sorry to ruin it. I know that he's not going to just leave me high and dry, but he's going to leave me in a marriage that, yes, he is a great provider, but if he doesn't want kids, what if we have a baby? I'm by myself. Yeah, you're there, you're paying the bills, but what if you're unhappy? So there's a lot of what ifs for the future. And I just, any advice, Todd? I know that you're a great dad, and I know that you'll give me great advice. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to give you my take on this, and then I'm going to let Todd finish it out. You know, when Todd and I got together, he didn't want any more kids because he already had two, and he felt like he had a girl, he had a boy. He just, his life was full. He did not need any more children. And I, of course, wanted kids because I did not have children. And I always knew I wanted kids. So when I got pregnant with Chase, I have to say it was one of the biggest blessings in my life. And I think for Todd, he didn't realize how much that he could love more kids. I mean, that you had this place in your heart for every child that you have. But I also believe that you do have to be on the same page at some point, because you don't want to go out here and have kids and then him be not on board, because your child deserves, you know, if at all possible, to have a mother and a father.
You know, I think that that's correct. But, you know, here's what I'm going to say to you. You're being 100% transparent. You're saying what you want. You're saying what you need out of life. And I would hate to see you guys, because it seems like y'all got a great thing going. I'd hate to see this be the thing that tears you apart. But if your love for, or if your desire to have a child is greater than your love for your husband, and his love for being of not procreating is greater than his love for you, then that is your sign. And, you know, I think that, you know, listen, we all have bad things that happen to us as children. We all go out here and, you know, then we have kids. We're like, oh, I'm going to correct this that happened to me. I'm going to make sure that I have give my kids this because I didn't get to have that, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to what you have a yearning for within your soul. And if you're telling you were meant to be a mother, you have the right to experience that.
Yes.
And if your husband feels in his soul that he has no desire to be that, there's your answer.
And I have to say that I meet so many people just throughout all walks of life. And the people that I have met that chose not to have children wasn't like something medically or whatever. They chose not to have children. They are now in their 60s, and their biggest regret is now that they did not have children. I have had so many people say that to me. So, you know, and I know there's some people that choose not to have children and they live their life and they have a full, complete, happy life, and they don't feel like they missed out on anything. So I do think it's just about you guys being on the same page. So keep us updated with this.
Please do, because I want to know how this works out. And, you know, the advice that I would give your husband, which he didn't ask for any, is that his love for you should be the driving force of the fear that he's consumed by within himself. So if you're loving him the way that you need to love him, respect that he has those concerns and those issues and that you can love him through it. And in return, he may give you the answer that you're looking for already. Good luck. Well, folks, with that being said, we're all out of time. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning in each week. We respect each and every one of you that have allowed us to become a part of your family. So until next week, good luck and God bless.
This episode of Chrisley Confessions was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.